This is episode 153 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today, I am thrilled to introduce you to Rika Zimmerman, who will be joining us as a keynote speaker at my 6th annual Extraordinary Women Ignite Conference in Golden, Colorado on November 5th through 7th. Rika will be an expansive, energetic gift of love as we bring 2020 to a close. Just what all of our souls will be needing as we open up to the possibilities of 2021. Extraordinary Women Ignite is about raising up the voices of changemaker women who were put on this earth to make an impact, a ripple effect on our world. It's about voice, it's about vision, and it's about visibility. You can learn more about Extraordinary Women Ignite on my website at camigellner.com or join me on my Extraordinary Women Connect Facebook group. Let's learn more about Rika Zimmerman. Rika is a global leader in consciousness, an acclaimed international speaker, a successful author, and singer and songwriter. Rika's album, The Miracle, debuted in the top 20 albums on iTunes and is a nominee for the Posey Music Award, which recognizes empowering and transformational music. Propelled by her unbounded love for humanity, Rika travels the world and has worked with over 100,000 people, radiating a vibration of joy, peace, and possibility in all that she does. And I will attest to this. She radiates all of those energies. Her light is a beacon of inspiration, inviting each person on the planet to remember, embrace, and be the magnificent, unique expression of the divinity that we were born to be. You can see why I fell in love with Rika. Rika has collaborated with internationally recognized spiritual teacher, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Lynn McTaggart, Marianne Williamson, and many other conscious leaders. Rika appears on TV and radio shows internationally, as well as is featured on the covers of Conscious Journal and Living Now magazine. Rika shares her personal story of growing her $250,000 a year business to over $1 million in one short year simply by learning the art of receiving. You are going to love her wisdom. Let's meet Rika Zimmerman. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Rika. I am super excited to have you join us today.
Thank you so much, Cami and everyone. I'm really happy to be here.
And I am thrilled to have you joining us as a keynote speaker on November 5th through 7th for the 6th annual Extraordinary Women Ignite Conference in Golden, Colorado. Your work is such a beautiful addition to this event, and it's so perfectly aligned. I'm just thrilled you're able to join us.
I am so excited too. And I can't believe it worked in my schedule. It was perfect. And I can't wait to meet everyone.
I know. And I got to thank Megan Contour, give a shout out to her for introducing us. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great to have you out here, and Colorado will be loving you. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I think anyone that's ready to take their business to the next level, like this is going to be a perfect space to do it in, both energetically and strategically, like learning from these incredible speakers. I mean, I'm excited to be there as well. So Thank you for having me.
And I think really divinely timed as we think about what this year is like, right? I mean, this is a crazy year. First of all, right? And a year like we've never had in our lifetime. And so as we move through this, and it's going to be such a perfect way to really reset for 2021.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think everybody is ready to burst. You know, they're ready to see people and get out and, to enjoy community, enjoy getting together, because we don't run these amazing businesses and transform the world by ourselves. We do it together.
Right.
So.
Right. And how are you doing through this time? How are you spending your time? How are you caring for you right now?
I am actually loving it.
Yeah.
Is that interesting?
It is. Well, I get it because I'm home and I've got a different level of space for myself personally. So why are you loving it? What's going on for you?
I'm loving the space of the deep self-care mm-hmm. and having so much time to work out, to go hiking, to, I travel quite a bit and I'm very active in live events. So all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here for myself on such a deep way. So, I'm really, really enjoying it.
Good, good, good. And what's what's your biggest hope for our world as we move through this and we come out to the other side?
Well, I think that everything that happens on earth in our lives, that it all has a spiritual purpose. Like my feeling is that, source, the universe, our true selves or whatever is really bringing us home.
Right.
So my feeling through this is it's really giving everybody an opportunity to stand for love in the face of fear,
I love that.
And really stand for the health of the planet, the health of our bodies, the health of our food, that health is what matters and is what everybody is uniting together.
Yes.
For right now, which is a very powerful thing in consciousness because our consciousness really creates our reality. So, it's creating this big opportunity for this huge shift.
And I feel like we had kind of gotten lost as a society. I mean, even myself, I mean, I can feel like there's times where I've gotten lost in the mix of doing and, going and, being in different places all the time. And this sudden space to not be on the go all the time, certainly for us, as individuals and for us as a society, I think there's something that, it's this shakeup of, hello, slow down, pay attention to what's important, tune in and be a part of this whole shift.
Absolutely. And for some people, who haven't slowed down or really faced themselves, it's bringing up a lot, yet we get to like stand here in love and hold that love for everyone and say, right. It's okay. You can let it go. It's okay. You can choose love. It's okay. You can, really face yourself.
Right. So if you had one message for the world right now, what would you tell them? People in our world?
I would just say that it's more important now than ever to just choose to stand with love and not fear.
That's good. And how do we make that? I mean, how do you tap into, okay, I feel the fear. What would you say to somebody that is in that space? I feel the fear. I feel the fear. I feel the fear. And how do they shift that?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that in 2001, a researcher actually opened up this awareness that within the brain, there's something called the default mode network. And it's where all the me ideas come from. It's where, like, if you ask somebody, who are you? That part of their brain would light up. And they also found that as people did certain psychedelics and stuff like that, the valve opened and that part of the brain, the default mode network began to dissolve and they began to have these real big experiences of unity and oneness and the universe and all this quantum physics and just all this amazing awareness started to open up, right? So what if fear was actually just existing within that default mode network? What if fear wasn't a choice? Now, if you think about it, people are experiencing fear, but did they consciously choose it? No, you'd never consciously, I know what I want to do. I really want to be really scared and trepid and anxious and fearful right now. No, you don't choose it, right? So it actually exists in that part of the brain. So the way out of that is first to begin to be a witness of it instead of inside of it.
Right.
Right. So first step is like, okay, I'm actually witnessing this. And, for me, I'm a spiritual person. Like I do lots of spiritual work. So I would ask that my cords be cut, but you could just imagine that you're taking a step back and you're witnessing it, or you could ask all your cords to be cut and you begin witnessing the fear and then asking yourself, what do I choose?
And choosing, it's like, wait, different.
You know, yeah. And if you make that different choice, you're actually going to transform the fear. There's nothing, right. The fear, you don't need to be scared of the fear. Right. The only reason why the fear feels greater than you is because you've put energy into it.
And I think it's that moment of being able to acknowledge that it's even there, because I think sometimes people don't even realize that they're wrapped up in the ball of fear, and they don't even realize, they don't even have the words to put to that. And once they start to acknowledge what it is, they can start to transform that.
Yeah. And the conscious choice really does that, you know. So for anybody out there listening, it's like you can kind of even feel into your intestines and your second chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. How is that feeling, right? Is it kind of balled up and in anxiety? And are you in your mind, or are you really relaxed? And that's a really good indication whether or not you're kind of accidentally functioning from fear.
Yeah. No, this is great. It's totally great. And there are so many different angles we could take this interview. And, you know, you and I kind of talked about the different ways. And that's another reason why I'm really glad you're going to be live in November, because then we'll be able to really, you know, we'll be able to have a whole different angle of this. Today, what I'd love to talk about is how you grew from a $250,000 a year company to over $1 million in a very short year. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm excited for all of you guys to receive this, because each of you are unique. There's only one of you. And you came here to make a real specific impact, right, on this planet. And so
I believe that.
It's important for each of you to step into that in the biggest, most expansible way possible, right, so that you can make the biggest impact. So this was about actually around 14 years ago when I began this business. And it's like I was doing really well, but I was working really hard. And I was, doing everything myself. I thought that I was sort of better at doing stuff than other people. I don't know, you know, right? And I also felt unworthy of receiving help, you know, and asking for help. Oh, I've never asked for help, because that meant that I wasn't capable myself, right?
Right.
So I was functioning from all of this, and the company had grown to $250,000 a year. And I realized that all of these things that I just spoke of, like the working hard, the doing it all myself, like I was not going to be able to make the difference that I came here to make if I continued down that path.
You wouldn't have any energy left to give back to others.
Yeah. Well, and my impact is much bigger than a $250,000 business.
Right. Right.
Right. It's like, you know, 100 times bigger than that. So here I am, you know, keeping it really small. And it's like, I can't actually make the difference that I came here to make. So first off, what if all of you guys began to kind of sit with that and go, okay, whatever size my company is, like, is this the greatest amount of impact that I'm really meant to make?
That's a beautiful question.
And that begins to change your perspective as well, because instead of growing it to a seven-figure company because you want something, or because you're trying to be successful, you're trying to prove to your parents that you're good enough, or whatever it might be, you're actually handing it over to the universe and going, wait, this isn't about me. And that's one of the keys to growing it.
That's awesome, because I know every time my business has taken a next level growth, it's always been because I've started thinking bigger around the impact, not around what the dollar amount was. So I love this, Rika. This is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I realized is that I needed to increase my receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I was blocking receiving in all areas of my life. And I needed to actually exponentialize that receiving in order to allow the support, right, from other people, like the contribution for other people. See, you can run a six-figure company by yourself or with an assistant.
Right.
You can't run a seven-figure company without receiving assistance from everyone.
Right. Right. And that's so true. And it's interesting, because I had a conversation, and what I love about this conversation and where we're going with this, I had a conversation a few weeks ago with a woman who was about right now is the time to just get out and drive. You need to be, you know, push, push, push. And it was very much a masculine way of thinking about growing your business, expanding your business. And actually, as she said, not letting your business die through the mix of all of this. And frankly, I didn't run the interview because it was so against everything that I believe in. And when what we're talking about here is everything that is not that, right? And when you talk about getting into a receiving mode, that is not about driving and pushing and thriving. This is about opening up energetically.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely about opening up energetically.
So how do you really open up energetically when it comes to our businesses and stepping into that receiving mode?
Well, I think the first thing to begin to realize is everywhere you are saying no to the universe.
Okay. So expand on that.
This universe is infinite, right? Science tells us that everything is made of infinite possibilities, and everything is like basically a wave and a particle at the same time. So it's showing up as a particular reality to serve our consciousness, but it's also staying in a probabilistic wave state at the same time. Like, it allows us to be able to create and have anything show up around us, you know, to create a new life and or step into new health or, right? It's like it gives us the platform for all kinds of amazing things to show up. In fact, like science says that everything is 99.9% space, and that all of the density of the entire earth could fit on the head of a pin. Which I know is kind of mind-blowing. It's like,
it is. That's totally mind-blowing.
So it's all space and it's all infinite possibility. Okay. And so it responds, it is made of vibration and it responds to vibration. Right. Okay. So really quickly put, you know, like whatever you are vibrationally being, you're sending that broadcast out into the universe of infinite possibilities, and then it's responding to that broadcast.
The energy of our world is responding to the energy of what you're putting out into the world.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Our vibration then goes out. And actually, what's wild about it too is the CIA did these incredible documents where they researched actually how to manifest. And they discovered that there was something called this focused 12 state. And when the person went into this focused 12 state, it allowed them to, basically what they needed to get into was that whatever they were manifesting already existed and had already happened. And as they moved into that focused 12 state where it was already done, then that basically became the internal hologram that went out into the external hologram. And they said that it was only basically a matter of time before the external hologram rearranged to the internal hologram.
Interesting. That's right. Really interesting. I have been talking with my clients for the last couple of years about how we resonate and how that's so important. And I actually call it the R factor. So it's the R factor of how, what's that energy of us? And we take a look at, you know, it's a combination of its mindset. It's about how we feel in our bodies energetically. It's how we are being aligned to our spirit and our purpose. And it ties to how the communities that we're in. So it's a combination of those four things, and it really makes up our R factor. So that's how we can look at how are we resonating. Are we resonating in a high vibration mode or a low vibration mode? And, you know, looking for ways to raise up into a higher vibration. How do you help people raise their vibration? What are some of the tools you use?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, this focused 12 state of something already being done is the highest stage, highest level of manifestation that you can actually be or achieve, right? Mm-hmm. So it has to do with, I love that you brought forth community and that all of these things around you are also supporting this vision, right? Mm-hmm. So within yourselves within each of you in order to reach this. It's basically you are bringing up in your mind and your awareness what your life feels like as you are functioning from this state, right? The seven-figure business, this big deal coming through, whatever it is. So you're basically being in it so fully that energetically it's already done.
Mm.
Right. And so as you function from that, you basically become the alignment that then aligns the universe around you.
Okay.
Right.
Which is that attraction piece that's bringing it to you then.
Exactly. And so if you look at the difference between something like feel the openness and the heart openness and the acceptance and the joy of having something already be here. There's no work. There's no effort. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. Like I'm experiencing this. It's here. I'm grateful. It's already done. Now, if you take a juxtaposition to that and look at running a smaller business and wanting it to be seven figures, you're like, oh my God, I've got to hustle. This isn't done. This isn't done. It's not happening. Nobody's responding. Where are the clients? Like, look at how far that consciousness is and how much lower that consciousness is from this higher consciousness of whatever it is that you're envisioning already being done.
So a very different, I mean, you feel very differently in those two examples.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can begin approaching everything from this, you know, it's already here. I'm already having it. I'm already receiving it.
Right.
And that's really saying yes, 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 yes to the universe. Like if you feel the vibration of already having it, already being it, already having the wealth to support you, already having the perfect team, already having, you know, the great relationship, you can use it in all aspects of life. You're like, oh, this big yes. You're this big yes. It's like, oh my God, yes, yes, yeah. Yes. And then if you look at the lower consciousness, it's all about no. Well, if I work hard enough, which really is saying no to the universe. It's like, instead of allowing the universe to support you naturally, because that's what it does.
Right.
It's like, no, I've got to push in order to overcome, in order to get, in order to, all of that puts the vibration out of no, of not having.
Right.
And then you just basically manifest more of the same.
So let's go back to your story when you were in this place where, you know, you were running a $250,000 a year business and you started putting yourself into this energy of running a million into a multi-million dollar business.
Mm-hmm.
What did you, I mean, how did you come across this? How did you discover how you were going to, you know, make this shift for yourself?
Well, and I love it. You kind of spoke a little bit about it earlier as far as, you know, allowing yourself to be open to have a much greater vision. And then on top of that, that you're already being the vision and you're already having the vision. Like that's like secret sauce right there.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So from the six-figure business, I began looking at, okay, right now, how much money, like I knew I needed a team and I couldn't do everything by myself. So it's like, how much money would I need to run a team? How much money do I have to run a team? And it was like, well, I could spare $4,000 a month. So I looked at all the people I needed, which was the bigger vision of, you know, the graphic designer and the web designer, just all the different people, accountants and all this stuff. I didn't have money to really pay them all salaries because you don't when you're small, right?
Right.
I just called them and went, hey, would you like to be part of a team? I can give you 2 hours a week. You know,
right. So you opened it up, you opened the channel up basically.
Exactly. And it's kind of like you said, opening yourself to a bigger vision. And then how do I institute that bigger vision? How do I be it, already have it, and move forward in having it and being it?
Right. So go back to that time, just tell us, you know, kind of go back to that time when you were envisioning that for yourself. What did you see? What did you feel? What were you experiencing when you were, you know, being that?
Making that leap into that greater level of receiving?
Exactly.
Oh.
So as you were finding this space that you were really starting to envision your future, right? What did you envision? What did you feel?
Well, here's the thing is that default mode network that we talked about, its whole job is to really keep reality the same as yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So truthfully, while you're expanding, it's really uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. That's, I wanted you to hit on this. So that's good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like, you're like, okay, I'm holding this bigger vision. I'm opening up to being it. Okay. I'm opening up to already have it. Now you've got to face all of that lower vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you've got,
because it really comes up then, right? When you're, whatever that leap looks like for you, that's when it all comes up.
Exactly. And you have things like, and the thing is, you're going to find yourself rejecting it automatically in the mm-hmm. default mode.
Rejecting the future vision.
Exactly. Like mm-hmm. I found myself, you know, there was a telesummit host. It was when telesummits were really big. And I had not returned this person's email in like weeks. And that was the biggest thing that would change my business into a seven-figure business. I literally wasn't doing it. And I was like, whoa, hold on. And what happens is that default mode of the smaller box that you'd been living in, it's like it comes up on default and you have to make a conscious choice to do it anyway. You have to, you know, and the thing is that as that person showed up, I mean, I think I made like $50,000 in an hour. So my hourly rate at that point was $250 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So for that $50,000 an hour, oh my God. It was like you're shaking in your bones. You're like, I can't breathe. Okay, I'm on this interview. This is so big. This is thousands of people. I don't know how to hold this space, right? So it's totally challenging. But here's the thing. You've just got to choose to open and choose to open and choose to open and choose to say yes and choose to say yes. And then also notice when the automatic has taken over and it's pushing things away. It's keeping you in the same level of business.
Right, right. And what a skill set, what a dance, I guess, really, because I think what you're describing here is, you know, you might take one step forward and then you get it, you know, you go, you feel that pull going backwards because there's that draw backwards and then you another step forward. And so there's a dance to this.
Well, and it's important to realize too, that you're not the one choosing the default.
Hmm.
Right.
So, I like that you just say that because there's a expand on that. I see where you're taking that, but expand on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to realize that you're not the one that's actually choosing the default, right? So the default was put there, right? It's a default mode network. It was actually put in your brain. And then everything from the past is literally like slated to continue into the future. So it's not like you're choosing your past again and again and again. It's just that you put your creator energy into whatever belief or whatever idea, whatever feeling, and it's simply coming up again. It's trying to create a reality for you. You know, so it's not malicious or anything, but it just is, here's the default, here's the default, here's the default. So you didn't actually, in that moment when stuff was hitting the fan and you were scared or not returning that email or not asking somebody for help or whatever, you know, that default coming up, you didn't choose the default. The default will always be there at whatever level of existence you're functioning at. The trick is to witness it and go around it. And to not see it. The thing is, if you think you are the default, then you're stuck in the default. Oh, right. I didn't do it again. What's wrong with me? I'm really not ready for expansion. I'm not willing to receive that. None of that helps.
Right. And instead saying, okay, I noticed this and I'm moving beyond it.
Yeah. And did I choose this or did it come up automatically?
Okay.
Oh, it came up automatically. Oh, therefore that's that default mode network. Fantastic. So I can be in a witness position with it, not believing I am it, but witnessing it. And from the witness position, you are free to choose. And then you consciously choose whatever it is that you know your next step is, calling that telesummit host, getting that deal, whatever that is. And you're free from that default mode and able to step into a bigger, greater level. Does that make sense?
It does. And as you take each step along the way and to saying that yes and to choosing differently, is there a way that you celebrate the, gosh, I did choose differently. I did say yes to myself and to keep that expansion open.
I love it. You're just pointing out all the tools that I use all the time. And so you want to basically celebrate every time you choose. Because
awesome.
The default mode network also, it's like you are avoiding pain and going towards pleasure. So the more you can exercise choice and attach pleasure to choice, the easier it's going to be to choose in the future.
Okay. Very good. Right? Very good.
It's like, yes, I chose it. I made a rule for myself to basically celebrate anytime I was willing to get up and facilitate, because at the time I was scared crapless.
Mm.
Like, I was like, oh no, I don't know what to say. I'm going to choke. How am I going to do this? My heart is racing. I had so much stuff, right? So my rule was no judgment and celebrate just the choice to do it, because how many people are willing to get up and, you know, and bring love to the planet? You know, they're not very many. So celebrate it. It's great. However I show up, I'm happy because I just get to celebrate that I actually chose it.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. So any other receiving tips? So, you know, somebody's thinking about, okay, I'm really ready to take my business to this next level. Anything else that helps people really step into their receiving?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So the other thing that the default mode is programmed with is being scared of anything outside of what you've experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're at $250,000 business, any opportunity outside of that is scary.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But it's important to realize, wait a second, that's how it's programmed. So there's always going to be fear.
Right.
Oh, it's not that I'm wrong or bad or should be calm or should be ready or, you know, that I don't deserve to receive whatever ideas you could come up with. It's like, oh, it just does that. It just goes, hey, be weary, be scared. Like, you're walking into unknown territory. So here's the trick. Like, this is the trick that I used in expanding all of this. Is when there was a big opportunity and I was like, oh my God, okay, I'm really scared to like speak to 10,000 people live in a room, right? Here's what you do, okay? You want to make that energy your lover, right? And it's receiving, right? And the thing is that no energy is wrong or bad. It's just trapped in this, be scared of things outside of the default, outside of the past. It's like, it doesn't even want to be there. So as you make this your lover and go, oh my gosh, yes, fear, do me, do me, do me. And then you can even like add in, this is so funny, you can add in, make yourself 10 times greater. Come on, that's all you got? Like, bring it, bring it. Oh, make me tremble in my shoes, make my heart race. Like, come on, you got more than that. And you want to intensify it, embrace it and intensify it. As you do that, you dissolve it.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And it's just, you're loving on it, but you're also just like having fun with that energy. And you are just, it's powerful.
Absolutely. And the only reason why it's existing in that fear state is because of the control, right? So when you let go of control, it allows the energy to return to the energy of the universe, just to life force energy. So it doesn't want to be stuck in fear. It wants to be free. So you're really just giving it an opportunity. And it's wild, but you know, I facilitate just light and love and miracles and all kinds of crazy, amazing, high level stuff comes through me. And the higher I go, right, used to feel like I was scared crapless. Now it's like orgasmic bliss ecstasy. So once I got out of controlling it, it turned from like fear and anxiety to bliss and ecstasy.
Mm.
So that's kind of what's going on there. It's just the layers of control or controlling it into this other realm. When it wants to be set free, it wants to be experienced. It wants to be loved just like everything else.
Oh, it's so good. So good. Rica, where can people learn more about you and your work?
Oh, well, if you go to ricazimmerman.com, we have this cool program that helps you identify your number one limiting belief and then gives you a way to like step through that belief to the other side of it so it no longer influences your life. So it's really cool. So if you just go to ricazimmerman.com, you'll see it there.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm so excited to have you in November. The final question I want to, before we close today, is what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
Oh, well, I think it would be incredible to kind of do a little bit of a recap of what we've talked about so they can just really harness it, take it in, have it, right?
Perfect.
So the first thing is that the highest level of manifestation that will literally allow you to have anything and be anything is to allow yourself to already be it and already have it, already experiencing it.
Hmm.
It's a total key.
Yes. It's a key. And I love the vision. It's a key that unlocks that whole possibility.
Totally. And the thing is that even in the report, they said it has to show up. It's like, it can't not. So your internal reality, your internal hologram, you can hold it so strong that the universe has no choice but to serve you.
Hmm.
Like, you do get anything you want. You just can't put your energy into anything else. You've got to already have it and already be it. So when you go to manifesting, just envision, I'm already having that 7-figure company or 8-figure company. I'm already being it. It's already here. It feels great. I love it. Look at the difference I get to make. Like, walk yourself into that state and then begin asking for these things that you want to, you know, already have and already be. Right. So that being a really great tool for you guys. The other thing is, when anything that comes up that's not serving your vision for that 7-figure company, just ask, did I choose this or did it come up automatically?
Mm.
Right. If it came up automatically, don't worry about it. It's simply the default mode network. So you get to witness it and then you get to go, well, what would I like to choose? You know, based on an infinite menu.
Right.
And then from there, you can get around any limitation, right? And then just also know that as you're expanding, hey, you're always going to be a little anxious or fearful, or it's exciting, right? So right. Embrace it as your lover and even intensify it. And it will allow you to do things like get on a stage and talk to 10,000 people live. And you'll be amazing.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Rika, I am so looking forward to you being in Colorado in November and getting to meet you face to face. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited to meet you all in person too, and excited to work with you guys. We can do some amazing things live that really take you energetically to the next level, because, you know, this universe is made of energy. And so you've got to master your own energy to really master your life and your business and the universe.
Well, that's why I knew you were the right keynote to come, because I really wanted to bring in this energetic presence. And so I'm thrilled that you'll be with us. Yay.
So excited.
We'll see you then.
Thank you so much.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business or impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammygelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.